podomatic.com. It's trying to make sports better, trying to make coaching better, trying to make players better. And a lot of the players and a lot of the companies have been helping out a lot of charities, as well as the hockey players in the area, Sean Anderson, Danny Mirwaj, Gaston Gingras has been a big help. So in St. Laurent also, you've got the Sphere Tech. From that area, you got LaBelle Pro. Nick runs that. He helps out a lot of charities, and it's not just a great place for great fries, but you can get chicken burgers. They're pretty good, actually. It's got a special recipe for the chicken, and I certainly recommend it. Some people think I'm addicted to it. And there's V-Force Paintball Guys. They got a great, interesting website, too. I don't want to forget BNT.ca Solutions for the Internet. These guys have helped out a lot of churches, a lot of different charities, and they're always there when people need them. So great St. Laurent companies like New Look Furniture. It's Rick Muscan who put together the NHL Alumni SportsBiz.com. Great guy, great company. So hats off to all of them. And I hope you all get encouraged to help out charities in your neighborhood and your country. Do some good. Make a difference.
Just to pick up on speed, when we recruit, you know, that's what we base our team on. We base our team on speed. So any recruit that we're looking at, that's the first thing that we look at. And then we can teach them everything else.
And teach them the game.
We can teach them the game. We can teach them principles.
And heart. You must be looking for a little heart. Now I hear you.
For sure.
You have a choice. You have people coming to your team, girls coming to your team, whereas in the past it was a little harder. The record wasn't quite as good as it is now.
Actually, we've picked up a couple other likes in the girls as well. Lori Jolain's playing for the selection, the AA program. Alexander D'Ambrosio's playing for the elites. Camille Dumais.
My daughter Callie, it's a friend of hers, his sister, and the D'Ambrosios are pretty well known in Dollar. That's where they learn some of their hockey, and as you say, the select, they taught them a lot.
That's it, yeah.
They really do seem to be well aware of what's going out there on the ice, teaching them to play heads-up hockey.
Well, we're trying to, you know. I mean, that's the goal, right? And I know when we do our practices, you know, because we are such a good skating, quick team, that's my practices involve a lot of skating. We also do a lot of small space games where you need to keep your heads up. So hopefully that transfers into the game, and so far it's worked.
It does seem to be. I noticed another thing about this team was they were quite aggressive in the other zone. They played down low a lot more than other teams have trouble with that. They have trouble playing down low. Have you been doing something in practice that you think lends to them being so aggressive in the other zone, the forechecking and passing down low?
We've been talking quite a bit about we want them to force. We played a good 2-on-2 forecheck that works. We want them to be aggressive because we are so fast again. We want to capitalize on that. Plus, I think that with girls' hockey, if there's a weakness there, it is in the hockey sense part of it. So a lot of people tend to panic when they get pressure on them. So knowing that, I want to play an aggressive style of hockey. And then from there, I just want to play a good puck control game. So we've been working on our cycling the last few weeks, and they're slowly picking up on it now. They cycle pretty well today.
Yes, I thought it was quite good, actually. Just thinking, we have been talking about how good the offense has been on your team. There's a lot of passing out there, I noticed, the down low play. Is there something that you'd like to see the offense doing even better than they are now?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the last few weeks we've been working on our 2-on-2s and our 3-on-2s, more specifically creating stuff off of transition. So I'd like for us to get more goals off the transition. Just have a little bit more width, a little bit more depth here to our 3-on-2. Have a little bit more crossing on the 2-on-2s and really isolate one defense and pick on that defense. So for sure, transition because of our speed, we're not getting enough goals. We're getting chances, but we're not getting enough goals.
So yeah, you want the forwards to be aware that they want to pick up on which side of the defense might be weaker on a particular shift.
And not only necessarily weaker, just instead of a 2-on-2 and you playing it wide, just really cut the ace in half and then try and pick on one girl. If she's a weaker one, okay, great. If she's not, well. 2-on-1 is a kind of hard play to pick up.
Yeah, we haven't talked too much about your own defense. I noticed pretty solid. The team had a hard time getting in your zone and playing in your zone. What is it your defense are doing so well to keep the other girls out of your zone?
Well, I think we're playing a pretty good team defense right now, but our defense as a defensive core, our 6D, have really improved since the start of the year. And they're just a lot more comfortable now with their gap. They're a lot more comfortable jumping up into plays and really closing the spacing between their forwards and our defense.
We're already trying that with the boys a lot, too. I talk to them about it all the time. Don't give them too much room. It's a lot easier if you play close to the forward. And I like to see any hockey team playing, like you were saying earlier. It's a unit of five, and not to be 3 and 2.
I think what's really helped us that way, we work on our skills quite a bit. You know, we're working on our skating quite a bit. Greg Rossini is a guy with a rapid hockey program. Comes out on Wednesday mornings and works with them as well. So he works on the technical skating aspect of it. And I think, if anything, our defense is really it's really helped them. So now they're comfortable with their skating skills, so now they can become comfortable being closer to a foam. Whereas before, if not comfortable crossing over a certain way, you don't want to
get... You're
going to
give them more room. You don't want them to get past you, exactly. Okay, Scott, so I had another question in regards to defense. Is there anything they need to do even better than they're doing? Probably little things in your case, but Greg, working with you guys, I know he's quite the hockey guy. A lot of teams on the West Island like to get that kind of help as well. And what is it that he's been working with the defense, and what is it that you want to improve from a defensive standpoint?
Well, he's been working with the whole team. He really works on the technical aspects of it, so he breaks it down, your stride breaks it down. But he's been working a lot on skating, especially skating with the puck. A lot of people aren't comfortable skating with the puck, so we do a lot of that kind of stuff. I think for our defense, what we need to improve on, I think we just need to do things at a little bit higher speed. Well, you get the puck instead of stick handling and then making the pass. If you get it, if you have time, great, then sure, stick handle. But if you don't, you need to make the play a little quicker.
So that quick release is very common with defense. They want to make sure that they're making the right pass. You're trying to tell them also to make sure that you hit the forward stick. And they got a lot to think about. It's definitely a tough job. But you're right. The faster they can do it, the quicker you're in the other team's zone. Now, Callie here had a little quick question for Andrea was in regard to goalies. What was it that you wanted to ask him about goalies?
Doing so well.
I think, you know, when we have an excellent goalie instructor, Amy Doyle.
And she's also helping with McGill.
Yeah, she's assistant coach at McGill. Yeah.
Right.
She works with Team Canada goalies as well.
No kidding.
Yeah. So we're kind of lucky to have her.
She must know Kim St. Pierre pretty well.
Very well. Yeah, they play together.
Yeah.
They just play together. I think what she's gotten them in the last few weeks, too, is really working on their rebound control. I think it's really starting to pay off now. And the second thing that I think they're slowly starting to do is they're starting to play the puck a little bit more. And we want our goalies to play the puck. Hopefully we can take advantage of the other team falling asleep.
Sure, absolutely. I had a question for you in regard to women's hockey. There's one thing that I noticed, because I've coached girls and I've coached the boys, and I got to admit, the girls listen. The girls are willing to adapt. They're willing to change. Is it my imagination, or do you find that girls listen very well?
I think they definitely listen a lot better. They tend to take things in, and they're like a sponge. So anything you tell them, they're gonna go out on the next shift and try it. And if it doesn't work, it's okay. But at least they've given it a shot. Whereas with the guys, I think they think they know it, so they'd rather shoot the puck on the board.
It does make it a challenge for coaches to get through. But I noticed in the girls' hockey that you seem to have a pretty good success rate making the girls better hockey players, which is what we're trying to do with the boys. But you guys, I really find that when you get a girl interested in hockey and start developing them, it's a quick development process.
I agree, absolutely. Like I said earlier, you know, like when you have the guys out on the ice, I'd rather go and shoot the puck on the boards rather than listen, whereas the girls will come in and give you their full attention. Great fun.
Any tips that you give to the girls for getting that goal? You know, that you want to shoot low on the stick side. Do you have any tricks that the girls are pretty good at?
Not me personally, no. You know, I think as long as they continue to work hard. I mean, I think the biggest thing for us as a coaching staff is as long as they work hard. I mean, it doesn't really matter what the score is at the end of the game, but they got to work hard.
So you don't really care if they win or lose, if they've worked really hard.
They got to see, we have to see that they're at least giving it a shot out there and that they're not taking it for granted that they're going to win, especially with us having such a great season.
Well said. Thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, I hear you have a fundraising event coming up, and that's actually how I got to find out about your team. It was really off my radar screen, and I had no idea coming here today that you guys have such a fabulous record.
The kid at the Bell Center was Pierre Boivin from the Canadiens, contacted us after the shooting at Dawson, and the Canadiens just wanted to help. So what we've decided is we're going to set up a scholarship. We named it after an old player of ours, Catherine Ward. So it's the Catherine Ward Women's Hockey Scholarship. So we're going to have a day at the Bell Center, and that's going to raise money to give to a scholarship for a graduating student who's going on to continue playing hockey at university level.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Quite a tragedy that happened at Dawson, and hopefully we'll be able to eliminate that kind of thing from our society. It's not going to be easy, obviously. So I congratulate you guys on all your efforts with your team and fundraising, and wish you a lot of success. It's been great meeting you and talking to you today. I really appreciate you guys taking the time out.
No problem. I mean, anything I can do to help further hockey family in Quebec, you know, it's my pleasure to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.